The 16th annual Unplugged Festival is back this weekend at the North House Folk School, kicking off tonight with the Birch Bark Gala. And tomorrow night is the Unplugged celebration. The music is going to be flowing under the big tent, the storytelling this year as well. And we are lucky enough to have most of the cast of tomorrow night's performance in the Roadhouse on a Friday afternoon. Welcome to the Roadhouse, Kevin Kling, Simone Perrin, Dan Chouinard, and Bradley Greenwald.
Thank you.
Hello.
Good to be here.
And I always love introducing folks from Lookers Left and moving left to right on your radio dial. So we've got Kevin in the corner and Simone between Dan and Brad is on my right. Everybody's looking really summery in shorts and t-shirts, and it's hot out, isn't it?
Yeah, what's the deal?
You know, it's making up for this spring, I would say, was late to come. Mm-hmm. And now we've had an extended summer. Unplugged usually signals a little change of weather, leaves in the air, and yet it's 78 and sunny right now, so I'm glad you brought summer clothes.
Yeah, it's still salads, not casserole, or hot dishes, as we say up here.
All right, so Minnesota theme somewhat. We've got Minnesota natives across the board. Now, Simone is across the border in Wisconsin. We won't hold that against you.
Thank you.
And tonight's, I should say tomorrow's show is about the heart. What's the themes of the shows tomorrow? Kevin, is this sort of something you emcee?
Yeah, and I think that if there's a theme, it's all of us being Minnesotans. I mean, you live in Minnesota on purpose. And I think that we're all here because of the sense of community, the families. And so that this really is both a celebration, especially in North House, but also a celebration of being Minnesotan.
I see. And yet you need not be Minnesotan to attend.
No, in fact, you could learn a lot.
Well, so most of you guys are musicians, storytellers, playwrights, performers. What's the theme that brought you all together in this performance? Dan, your turn?
This is an extension of the communal life of this group of people doing Valentine's shows together for the past, I don't know how many years, five, seven?
Ten.
Many years. 20. 25. Do I hear? We've, for a string of years now at the College of St. Catherine, St. Catherine's University, now at the O'Shaughnessy Auditorium, we've done a Valentine's show. And each year we dredge up new material, stories, music, stuff that weaves this all together. And at one point it just seemed to Greg Wright and to other folks up here at North House that they would be a great fit to kind of bring a show about devotion and dedication to people, to place, to work.
Magic. Is this your first appearance then with Unplugged?
Last year was.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Last year was our first year.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
Much different show, though, I expect. Like every year, a different show, just like Valentine's. How was the discovery process for North House? Did they see your show at the city, or what led to this?
Wonderful member of the board, Lane Kennedy, who's also a photographer. I mean, he's just a really good guy. He lives like five houses away from me. And so we got talking, and I've always loved this place. I mean, North House is just coming up here, and, you know, just what went on here. I always had a great love. And Lane said, hey, and John Vesner, who was doing the show every year, incredible shows. And it was just kind of coming to the end of his tenure. And they said, you know, do you want to hop in? And I said, yeah, but I got these pals that would make it a million times better. And so, yep, everybody jumped aboard. But yeah, it was Lane that introduced me to Greg, and then off. And luckily, these guys all come up. I just can't believe how lucky we are who we get to be on stage with.
Well, that's part of being Minnesotan.
Yeah.
Having great neighbors.
Yeah.
And making great connections. And we are lucky to have you on the Roadhouse. I want to thank you guys and gals for coming in. And let's get us into the mood of the show tomorrow night, if you wouldn't mind a little sample of the show.
Sure. Well, should it be a musical sample for starters? I went to the trouble of bringing this squeeze box here.
You got a beautiful. Yeah.
So,
Randoni.
I don't know. Simone and I, we've got at least one tune we could do together.
This song is a song that I actually wrote with Kevin. These are his words, inspired by Gulliver's Travels.
Travels. Yeah.
Doing well. Okay.
What key are we in? Oh, okay. D. We're in the key of D. Yeah. Everyone, we're in the key of D. Oh, you know what? know what? I'm gonna do a quick little warm up here on the accordion. I need to work out, just kind of stretch out the bellows here, just to. Sure.
That's a nice sound.
It is.
Did you get that?
I'm gonna send my kisses like birds, hoping they migrate to him. Send my kisses, oh, like birds, for in their keeping I might tame them.
Very nice.
Wow.
Very interesting sound. Simone Perron in the vocals, the lead vocals. Bradley Greenwald, though, with a little hum-along, Brad.
I felt inspired. I'm often inspired by the accordion and also by these three people.
Oh, that wasn't something you normally would have done?
No.
He just jumped in.
I just saw the mic and thought I'd use it.
Well done, sir.
I hope I didn't ruin it.
That was great.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Very nice.
And Dan Chouinard with the squeeze box. And what a beauty, Dan. A Brandoni? Is that top of the line?
It is. It's a very pretty super black and white with lots of chrome Italian accordion that I bought, I don't know, a dozen years ago. There was an Italian guy living in the Twin Cities, Idilio Del Col, who emigrated from Italy after World War II. He was a teenager by then in the 1950s, had lived a lot of his life in refugee camps, came to the Twin Cities and started fixing and then selling accordions. And this is a family-run company that I have since gone back and visited and brought the accordion to get repaired. And
wow.
So I feel like I have an excuse to go back to Italy every so often.
It's a member of the family.
It kind of is, yeah.
Beautiful.
Is that tough to carry on an airplane?
It kind of depends on the mood of the gate agent, but it does technically
or his musical taste.
It does technically fit in the luggage sizing rack, and therefore most of the time I haven't had trouble.
it's a legit carry on.
And almost no one considers it a weapon.
Almost.
Almost
those
being the operative
that,
word.
No.
Accordion, though, is it losing its appeal with the youngsters? Is there any talk of, like, the sunset of the art? Well, good, thank
you. Au contraire, I believe.
It'd be great if the listening audience could see Simone's face when she said no.
I also play the accordion.
Come to the defense.
And as far as traveling on the plane with the accordion, I've had some very dramatic breakdowns. To be like, no, this is a musical instrument because if it goes in under the plane, it will be gone.
It's not a pretty thing.
It'll perish. So drama. I got out my scarf and it was very dramatic.
I do know upright bass players who will buy a whole seat for their instrument.
I think that's very common, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, that's a little extreme. I'm grateful that I don't have to do that. We should mention that that Bradley here plays the baritone horn in our show. We don't happen to have it here in the studio at the moment. Mm-mm. But Prudence Johnson plays the ukulele. Mm-hmm. Claudia Schmidt. Prudence is singing as well. Claudia Schmidt sings and plays the guitar. And Mark Anderson is with us on percussion, all varieties of percussion.
Mm-hmm. And Dane Stauffer's.
Dane Stauffer, is he doing anything instrumental?
Isn't he playing guitar on Simone's song? Yeah.
Doing guitar. Mm-hmm. And Kevin Never Travels Without the Didgeridoo. And so we'll be hearing some E-flat in the course of the show.
I have to buy 3 seats for the didgeridoo.
Wow, so I'm counting a cast of 8, then, Dan. You've just named 8, including yourselves. What a huge stage of talent. One-of-a-kind show. Tomorrow night, North House Folk School, 7 p.m. Tickets at northhouse.org.
That sounds right. I was about to ask you, what time is our show tomorrow
night? It's at 7.
I can't remember. 7. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I should quickly reintroduce everyone. Kevin Kling, Simone Perrin, Dan Chouinard, and Brad Greenwalder. With us now, Annie Passas and Dave Terstig on the Roadhouse. This is a previously recorded live performance because you guys are busy, right? You're doing workshops and lots to do this Unplugged weekend. What else is going on besides the show, Kevin?
I just got done with a storytelling workshop, and it was remarkable. There's some good blabbers up here. Yeah, we had a really, really good workshop. And I know Prudence is doing one on with ukuleles, and just Dan's got a couple, and Brad's got one this afternoon.
Yeah, we're just off to teach a choir of folks to sing a song in 4-part harmony and join us at the concert.
Well, and tomorrow at noon, there's going to be kind of a free-for-all, all-request sing-along somewhere.
Jam. Under the jam? Tent? Perhaps? Is that in the tent?
I don't recall the word jam, but if jam is a part of it, I am all in favor of jam.
Pump up the jam.
Oh, but I'm along for the ride.
Dan Chouinard. Do you folks all travel in tour bus fashion, grade A, all the way?
That would be fun sometime.
That would be fun, but no. Yeah, I was. Yeah, we're all in our own cars.
There are families and dogs and coolers full of stuff.
That's the part of the nice thing about this show. We do get to come up with our families, and it really is this is where you want to be. And like you said, this weather is just unbelievable. And
business and pleasure. Always a Cook County staple. You know, when we live here, we get all these visitors. They come, they love being with us, and we're here working, and yet we're in the most special place. And it's great to welcome you all here. Second time around, the big Unplugged tent has its own charm, I've heard. Talk about the atmosphere under the flaps of the tent.
You kind of can't buy a good vibe. I mean, either a place has it or it doesn't. And you go in that tent, and people are there to have fun, and so we do. And because we bring something to the party, and then the audience is a big part of it, you know? And like last year, we had the funnest time. And I know tomorrow night is going to be a blast.
Yeah.
This is my first time. So tomorrow is going to be an exciting new adventure for
wonderful.
Nice for everybody. I can't wait for people to get a load of you.
Yeah. And this is my third. I was here years ago with John Vesner when he brought in Michael Johnson to do a guest spot.
Nice.
And also John Vesner's wife, who's a singer and songwriter, and Kathy Mateo. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was there as well. And that too, it just seems like the kind of the magical vibe has been part of the tradition for a long time.
Unplugged is the 17th annual North House fundraiser. Lots of activities going on North House campus all weekend long, starting tonight with a birch bark dinner, very nicely catered. Lots of fancy food. Are you guys taking part in that tonight as well?
Oh yeah. Not this one.
That was part of the contract.
I've been starving myself all day.
Yeah. Oh man, that is a good one.
I see new scenic cafe on the menu. Very nice. So northhouse.org for all the information there. Tickets as well. And Kevin Kling, storyteller extraordinaire and children's author. I've got a 10 and a 6-year-old, and Big Little Brother is one of my favorite books.
Oh, thanks. So good.
How do you go from adult books and living in the adult world and then a bang-up children's book like that?
I mean, it's a lot closer than you think.
Yeah?
Yeah. What? I think the two worlds are... Yeah. And part of it is that a lot of humor relies on irony. And so kids' irony only goes back as far as they've been around.
Sure.
So a little brother really works for a kid because, you know, they can already be ironic about it.
Oh, my boys love it.
Oh, good. Yeah. It says a lot about your boys. There's some, yeah. There's some subversion going on in your house.
The book is called Big Little Brother, and it's by Kevin Kling. Great illustration, too.
Oh, Chris Munro out of Duluth.
Oh, she's fabulous.
I know. She is a dear. And she's illustrated a couple books. And, oh, my gosh, I just love her.
She taught a cartooning workshop up here.
Oh,
one
she
time.
Oh, man.
It was wonderful. It was me and a bunch of adolescent boys.
Oh, perfect. Well, the future.
They all wanted to do superheroes.
Oh, boy, I bet they got an earful.
Well, you know, we don't have much time. Folks have to get on to the next show. But how about another taste of the show, if you wouldn't mind, from tomorrow night's performance? Kevin, you got some storytelling to share?
Well, this one, I could tell, I mean, I guess a quick last...
Everybody shifts.
This, I think, was in it last year, but because I don't want to give away any of this stuff. But I was coming down from the north, traveling with a circus one time, and I got down to St. Cloud. And I try to tell people when I travel what Minnesota's like, and I try to tell them about Hot Dish, you know, what it is. And I got down to St. Cloud, and there was a sign that said Hot Dish Contest tonight. So I thought, I'm not missing that. So I go in, and since I was one of the only ones that didn't bring a hot dish, I was a judge. And so they made me a judge of this hot dish. And I go, okay, I already know who's going to win, the one with tater tots, right? So I go on through, and I'm eating hot dishes, and I got to the tater tot one. I go, okay, that one's going to win. But then I kept going, and I hit this one that was called Steak Hot Dish. I'm like, wrong, that can't. And then I look over, and next to it, they have the recipes next to the, you know, the hot dish. So I'm reading the recipe, and I got down to the word steak, and there was an asterisk by it. I went, what? So I go to the bottom where the asterisk is, and it said, steak may be replaced with wieners. winner. So that's hot dish.
But no tater tots.
No, but you know what? They went over their tater tots. They even beat it. Yeah. Tater tots were good, though.
Oh, beautiful. Kevin Kling, Simone Perrin, Dan Chouinard, Bradley Greenwald, along with others. You mentioned Dane Stouffer, Claudia Schmidt, Mark Anderson, and Prudence Johnson.
All stars.
All gracing the Unplugged tent tomorrow night at North House Folk School. Thank you guys so much for stopping by the Roadhouse.
Thanks for having us come in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is the station I listen to when I come up to Grand Marais.
Nice.
All right.
You'll
That's
have to stream
like
us when
hear.
You go back home.
Oh, yeah.
WTIP.org. Take the North Shore with
I'm
you.
I'm not very technically inclined.
Well, you're a great Hummer.
Why, thank you.